Hey folks, welcome to the Evil Dungeon Master, the Evil DM podcast. I am your host, DM Vince. And this pretty much channel or podcast here has been usually, I've been doing rips of my YouTube channel here. But I think it's time that maybe I'll just do some exclusive one, you know, like 5-10 minute daily things or weekly things. I don't know. Just a place where I could just either talk about things I want to talk about. It doesn't have to be a specific game. It could be any game. It could be what I'm thinking. It could be some things that's happening in the community. It really doesn't matter because it's just my platform to talk. If you listen, you listen. If you don't, you don't. But if you do choose to listen, you can head over to theevildm.com and you can make comments there, or you can leave a voicemail here at Anchor. .fm/theevildm and leave a voicemail and just give me comments there as well. So anyway, I've been doing a lot of gaming recently, going to the bookstore, picking up different things here and there, and I've been looking at recently some Star Trek. We all played Star Trek probably back in the day. Those who are newer in the gaming community probably have played the Star Trek Adventures game book, which I do have on my shelf here. I did do the playtest, develop test for that, and it's a fun game. I did really enjoy playing it. I didn't get to see the final results of it because I kind of bowed out towards the end because I didn't have a group at the time, so I couldn't finish doing it, but I did still give my feedback based upon what the stuff I did and was able to actually play. I've been looking at the Star Trek stuff, and I know a lot of us probably played the Fossa and the Lug version, the Cipher. I have to say, I really did like the Fossa version of Star Trek the best. I think it was the best iteration of Star Trek to play that emulated the Star Trek universe. It had the best source material, I think, so far. Though, I think the Lug books did dive into a lot more detail on things. But I don't know. I didn't really get much into the Lug universe because at the time, the person who was running the game, I only had been in that group for a little while, and then suddenly it broke up. So I did have the books, but did not have anything further than that. But with Picard out recently, and we're like 4 episodes in as of this recording here in February, it really had me thinking about Star Trek and what we could do with Star Trek and how many games we can actually play with Star Trek. Star Trek, when I was a kid, one of the things I remember watching on TV was Star Trek, the original series with William Shatner. Obviously, when I was growing up in the 80s, the early 80s, mid 80s, 90s, Star Trek was all reruns. I did not watch the initial run on it because I'd be a lot older than I am now if I was, but I did enjoy it. I would watch Star Trek. I remember when I was in middle school and I would come home. It was the summertime. They had reruns on at 6 o'clock on, WPIX because I lived in New York. And I remember the summertime was always, I'd be outside playing with my friends all day. But once it hit 6 o'clock, well, I should say 5 because we usually had dinner at 5. But once it hit 6 o'clock, it was always, nope, that Star Trek time. I would come in and I would watch Star Trek. And I remember my friends like, what are you doing? Come on outside and play. And I'm just like, now I have to watch some Star Trek. And I remember we went to the comic book stores and I bought all these little insignias, and they had the little the Star Trek symbol you could put on your chest, and they had the little, the rank insignias that you put on your arm. I can't think of what the term was, but I remember I made my own little Star Trek shirt out of it, and it looked really bad because I was like, what? 8, 9, 10 around there. And I remember I put it on this little gold sweat jacket I had. And I remember my friend was just like, dude, you look like a dork. And I'm just like, aw. But yeah, I mean, I've been a Star Trek fan since as far as I can remember. Was a Star Wars fan as well, in case someone wondering, because I do talk about Star Wars a lot. But I think I sided more on the Trek side of things as far as I like the universe. I found it more intriguing and more exciting. And I think adventures in Star Trek would be a lot of fun. I like the idea of, I don't know what era I would play in, though. So I'm thinking as I'm just rambling on here, apparently. But I would think the movie era is probably, I love those uniforms, those bright red uniforms. And they had the insignia on their, was it above the right? Yeah, it was above the right arm by shoulder up there. And they had all those little metal symbols. I remember buying those at one point, and I had, you know, the Admiral one because who didn't want to be like Kirk? I mean, duh. But I remember having those and putting those on shirts and stuff like that and being called a dork and everything like that. But it was a fun time. But I think Star Trek Adventures might be a game I can look into and try to play. I have to reread the rules again, obviously, because I don't remember since the playtest and the whole process that we went through. But I did remember I did have a lot of fun playing it, and obviously I played in the old, like the TOS era. That's what I did. They gave you two things to do that during the testing phase was either you played during the TOS era or you could play during the modern Star Trek Next Generation era. And I was obviously TOS because that's how I grew up watching Star Trek. I love watching Next Generation when it came out, but I was obviously more of a Kirk than Picard. I was all of a, I need to be the action dude running out there, you know, grabbing the chicks and kissing them and everything like that and saving the day by swinging in and boot kicking and punching people. I don't know. That's just how I always imagined it. Obviously, I did not turn out that way, you know, but, you know, that's how I imagined things would turn out, but they didn't. But Star Trek, yeah, I think it'd be a great, I don't really know if it'd be a long-term with my group, because my group tends to like to be bad guys, so I try to make sure that they're not, but I think they like to be a little bit bad, and nothing wrong with that at all, but I guess I could, like, make them Romulans in the game, or maybe even if it's TOS era, I can make them Klingons, and but there's not a lot of, I think it's a lot of lore research to do, and it's easier that the books are mostly made for Federation, so it'd probably make it easier just to do it that way. I don't know. I'll have to see what I have to do. I'm just gonna keep talking about things as I do them. I'm generally all over the place when it comes to gaming. My mind shifts from one thing to the next as I have ideas and write them down in my book, and I've ever showed anybody the little book that I write in, it's like a madman wrote the book, because I have one idea one day and I'll just see something, ooh, that's another great idea, and I'll start writing about that idea, and yeah, I'm all over the place. But anyway, I just wanted to give a short little update on things, so with that said, keep it original, keep it old school, and good night, everybody.